Seeking the inspiration for truly great songwriting beyond Grammys, pop hits, and genre classics has been a lifelong journey for artist Roseanne Cash. She has certainly made it by all those traditional measures of success. And her new album, The River and the Thread, is full of titles and lyrics that make you stop and think, like the track, A Feather Is Not a Bird. I'm going down to Florence, gonna
wear a pretty dress. I wrote the chorus before we wrote the rest of the song. The feather's not a bird, the rain is not the sea, the stone is not a mountain, but a river runs through me. It's about the part not being the whole, but still, it's all connected to you and through you, past and future.
Roseanne Cash stopped by our studios and explained how this album is a poignant collision of the past, present, and her hope for the future.
It was multi-layered. There were several journeys, some, you know, deeply unconscious and some geographical. John and I, my husband and I, we wrote all of these songs together. And we started taking a lot of trips down south. There were, it was a bit of a perfect storm of reasons to go down south. One was the restoration of my dad's boyhood home through Arkansas State University. At the same time, I made a really good friend in Alabama, and I was going down and she was teaching me to sew. And she said this incredible thing when she was teaching me to sew. She said, "You have to learn to love the thread." And she wasn't speaking metaphorically, but I heard it that way. And every roots musician owes something to the Delta. So just to see these places that were mythic, you know, Robert Johnson's grave and the Tallahatchie Bridge and Money, Mississippi, where Emmett Till was killed and the civil rights movement was sparked. All of these places are imbued with such power. So a lot of songs came out of this.
50,000 Watt. But there's a light on Sunday, the new old design. The sound of the whistle crawls the radio wires. Love in your future, I'll wait for you there. With 50,000 watts of a car. That says to me, you know, Sunday morning, you know, megachurch, radio broadcast. How does that speak to you? That song brought it all back to me because I used to love to tune in the stations that you could get, you know, where I lived up in Syracuse, New York. And usually the stations that came in the best were those old-time religion stations.
I was thinking about music itself being a common prayer. And that for rural people, farmers, who the salvation was the radio on the weekend, you know, and those stations that broadcast over 50,000 watts and kind of blanketed the country from Mexico to Canada, there's a sense of community in listening to that.
So many different styles on this album. And since you raised the issue of race and music, is Money Road about Emmett Till?
It's about Emmett Till and Robert Johnson. A lonesome boy in a foreign land, out on Money Road, and a voice we'll never understand, out on Money Road. One lies in the Zion Yard. One lies in the Zion Yard. Which is Robert Johnson. One sleeps on the river bar, which is Emmett Till. One got very far out on Money Road. And unbelievably, those spots are within walking distance. I mean, the Delta is what William Faulkner to Howlin' Wolf to Charlie Patton, you know, to Emmett Till, the civil rights movement, everything that came out of the South. Like, why? Why? This cradle of who we are as Americans, you can find most of it there.
You know, you use in one of the titles here, A World of Strange Design. You mentioned design, strange designs, odd patterns that you notice in a couple of lyrics. It's an odd pairing, it seems to me, but I get the impression of you as a young girl, just sort of looking out the window as the world rushes by trying to make sense of some of these patterns.
Yeah. That's interesting, too, because when I wrote my memoir, I didn't write it as a strict chronology. I wrote it as patterns. I mean, that's just my makeup. I think it's the way I see the world, like you just said. Trying to see themes that repeat in time, like as time travel, how do these themes repeat? What are the patterns? It interests me a lot.
So many different styles of music in here. It seems to me that your dad, who was such a lover of different styles of music, I would think he would listen to this album and be so proud of the places you have been able to go musically.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I hope my parents are proud. I think about that, you know, when you lose your parents and you go on with your life and you do something that's important to you, you think, wow, I wish they could see this. I think they would like this. My dad, I think The Sunken Lands particularly, which is really the only song on the record that refers directly to the Cash family. And not even really particularly my dad, but my grandmother, his mother, Carrie Cash. I think that would resonate for him, definitely.
Is part of the mission of this album to move forward, to step forward from really a lot of grieving that you've been doing? And not just because of the loss of your mom and dad, but also the struggles that you've had personally.
Yeah. Mission is a big word, John. I don't know. That sounds grand to me. I just want to be a better songwriter, you know. And if I keep focused on that, maybe something bigger comes from that. But also for John and I, somebody said this record was the sound of a marriage. And that startled me at first, and then I thought, it really is. We played to each other's strengths utterly on this record. And in that way, the feather becomes the bird, you know. And I think, yes, it is redemptive. Connecting to those parts of your past that you thought were gone or insignificant, that's redemptive. Working with my husband, it's all good.
It's all good. How many artists can say that? Roseanne Cash, thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
Roseanne Cash's new album out now is called The River and the Thread. For those of you in New York, she'll be playing at the Metropolitan Museum of Art this Saturday, February 22nd, as part of their exhibition, Early American Guitars, the Instruments of C.F. Martin.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.